saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the day of thy visitation. Ere long, that city must be brought to its Jehoshaphat. The Lord will judge, which he did in AD 70, and not one stone was left upon another. Let me too remind you of those verses in John's Gospel, chapter 18. John chapter 18 and verse 1. And this adds further to the significance of this valley. Yes, it gives further significance. John 18, verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, the scene is the upper room. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron. Here. Over the brook Kidron, where was a garden? There. Coming out from the city, crossing the brook Kidron to the garden, into which he entered with his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place. For Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Our blessed Lord, having observed for the last time the Passover, given those amazing discourses in the upper room, and then having instituted the sacred ordinance of the Lord's Supper, having spoken all these words, says John, he goes forth to the Mount of Olives, crossing Kidron, a scene of filth, of garbage, and of death. The Valley of Jehoshaphat. I say, beloved, what significance, what horror it must have struck in his holy soul. Little wonder, as he entered that garden, he requested that his disciples remain behind as he went alone to a secluded spot, and there he cried in anguish of soul as beads of blood literally oozed from the pores of his blessed skin. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And from this place, where he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, came Iscariot with the band of men, the chief priests, their officers. And from that spot, they led the Son of God back across Kidron in all its mire as a lamb to the slaughter. After his resurrection, from the Mount of Olives, here on the other side of Kidron, this same Jesus was taken up into heaven. What saith the word of God in Acts 1 and verse 9? Acts 1 and verse 9, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while he looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go." And in those three verses, beloved, again, there is covered the duration of the church age. His first advent and his second advent. And when he went back to heaven, he went back as man, not as eternal spirit, such as he had forever existed in a past eternity. No, the body which he took at incarnation, he took back into heaven. And in that body he will forever remain. He's the mediator between God and men, the man, Christ, Jesus. He went back as man. And when he comes back, it will be in like manner. It will be in like manner. The man, Christ, Jesus, with the nail prints visible in his hands. And when he went back, he went back from the Mount of Olives over the Valley of Kidron, or the Valley of Jehoshaphat. And when he returns, it will be to that spot. Zechariah 14 and verse 4. Zechariah 14 and verse 4. "And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley." And mark that word. "There shall be a very great valley. The mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God, the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And there shall be a very great valley." I say this must be spiritual. The literal valley is not great. 20 miles. But as to its spiritual significance, it is great. Yes, great indeed. For it is the valley of the judgment of God. "And I will gather all nations unto this valley, saith Jehovah," the valley of Jehoshaphat. Shan't go further into the subject this evening. But says the Almighty through the prophet, "I will gather all nations unto this valley, the valley of Jehoshaphat." Yes, it's geographical. There it is. It's geographical. It is historical. We've got the record. We've been reading it this evening. But, and this is the important thing, but it is spiritual. It is spiritual. And it is the spiritual aspect, beloved, which is all important. Say again, we have as yet but touched the fringe of this subject. Next time, God willing, we shall go deeper into this profoundly solemn matter. May it be used in blessing to us. For the glory of God we ask it. Amen. Amen. Hymn number 282. 282. day of judgment, day of wonders. Hark, the trumpet's awful sound, louder than a thousand thunders, shakes the vast creation round. How the summons will the sinner's heart confound. 282. Revelation. Thou hast not kept us in the dark as to future events. When they will take place, we know not. But that pertains to thy secret will and to thy divine sovereignty, to which we bow. Nevertheless, thou hast given indications in thy word of things that shall be hereafter. We thank thee for it. Solemn indeed it is. May it have its due weight and effect upon our lives and upon our witness and testimony. So bless thy truth to us this evening. And now as we part, we ascribe unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen.